In the land of maple leaves we rise, chasing dreams under northern skies. We believe in the power of change, breaking free from the mundane cage. Families bound by the vision clear, together we face every single fear. Time and money now in our hands, building futures across these lands. Because I can do it, I am strong, I am a hexavisionary, now this is my song. Together we will rise above the fray, making the world better every single day. Single day. Passion guides us on our way. We hustle hard both night and day. Generations to come will know our name in the book of greatness, scribed in flame. Because I can do it, I am strong, I am a hexavisionary, now this is my song. Together we will rise above the fray, making the world every single day.
Information provided on this live talk show, Rethink Your Retirement, is intended only for education and information purposes. It is not intended to constitute legal, accounting, financial, or tax advice, and should not be relied upon in any such regard. Please consult with your personal and/or legal professional for further guidance.
Hello everyone, how is it going? The tax season is around the corner, and most Canadians look at tax refund and see a trip to Mexico or thinks it's a gift from the CRA. I look at tax refund and see a failure of planning, a failure of wealth engineering. That's a very contrarian view, right? Basically, if you are getting a tax refund check from the CRA in the April, it means you give them an interest-free loan for 12 months. Not only that, it's really a bad for your own financial future. And the worst thing is, you are breaking the first rule of money, the compounding. And what does it mean to you? It means you miss the opportunity to multiply your money and wealth using the CRA's money. In the last episode, I covered that if you pay cash, you lose as well. And today, I'm going to show you how to gross up your investment capital just by doing a simple math about how the taxes are treated and how tax refund could be your opportunity to increase your wealth. Specifically applied in this RRSP season. Now, as an entrepreneur who has lived and worked and achieve the result that I want to provide you, these kinds of maths come to me naturally. In this episode, I'm going to show you how to take $20,000 that you have either already contributed or that you are about to contribute to your RRSP and turn it into $35,000 of your investable assets, without taking a single dollar out of your current lifestyle. And we call this the tax funded multiplier. These are the kind of results that you as an individual investor must be looking at. That is why the Hexavisionary framework provide you with the money compasses. They are: 1. Where to put your money. 2. Where to look for results. And 3. What results to look for. These kind of money compasses exactly allow you to achieve your goals and dreams and achieve financial freedom way faster than the conventional wisdom. I'll be back after a short intro music and a disclaimer about the show. Stay tuned.
Welcome listeners. We are broadcasting live today on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. And for those of you on the go, we are also streaming on podcast app. This is Rethink Your Retirement Show, the show where we break down the barriers of financial freedom and empower you to take control of your future. I'm your host, Sunny Kocher, and I am absolutely thrilled to have you join me on this journey today, packed with insights, strategies, and actionable tips to help you reimagine your retirement. Whether you are just starting to plan for your golden years, or you are already enjoying the fruits of your labor, this show is for you. On this show, you will learn about where to put your money, where to look for results, and what results to look for. So sit back, relax, and get ready to rethink your retirement with us.
Welcome back to Rethink Your Retirement. I'm your host, Kawaljeet Sunny Kocher. I'm the creator of Hexavisionary Framework and also a senior wealth strategist at Hexavision. I'm a guest lecturer at the Bowler School of Business. In this show, we challenge the conventional wisdom about money management and retirement planning. And we also have fun doing it. I'm not here to sell you any mutual fund, or nor I'm here to tell you to cut the latte budget. I'm here to help you engineer a self-funding wealth creation machine that runs smoothly for multiple generations. And how do we do it? By removing the inefficiency and unnecessary leakages in your current plan, so that you can retire early, stay wealthy, way better than the conventional wisdom pushed by the institutions. Does that sound fair to you? Great. Here on this show, we speak to a very specific tribe, and I call them visionaries. They are not ordinary visionaries, they are Hexer visionaries. The Canadian executives, the business owners, and even the PhDs. The top Canadians who are tired of save and wait conventional model pushed by the big institutions. You work hard for your money, and now you need your money to work as hard as you did. To achieve retirement, the true time and money freedom, it can only be done when your investment generates enough growth to cover all your expenses for the rest of your life. That's when you achieve total financial freedom, where the worries for how I will pay the bill for remainder of your life is away, where you not worry about money anymore to pay for your bills. That's financial freedom. So, let's get straight to the what I call iron fist truth today. We are attacking a massive money leakage in your portfolio. I call it the tax drag. Being most tax efficient is the second rule of the three universal rules of money. The third being protecting the principal you have invested, right? And I'm sure by now you all remember the first rule. What is it? You have to ensure that your money is compounding consistently for as long as it can. Now, applying those three rules to your hard-earned money, doesn't matter how little or how much it has, is the only way to achieve total financial freedom. It's the only way how the 9% rich and elite Canadians have achieved what they have achieved. Not by working 24 hours a day, they have achieved financial freedom by making their money work for them. For that, the rule number one, your money must compound consistently. Rule number two, the compounded money has to be most tax efficient. And the rule number three, the principal invested must be protected. You can't afford to lose the principal invested. See, the average Canadians treat tax refund like a bonus. And it pains my heart to see so. It's not a found money. It's not a free money that government is handing out to you. It is, I call it, it's a revert of you being inefficient in handling your money. What does an average Canadian do with their tax refunds? First of all, getting tax refund is big no-no. Even if you get a refund, what does majority of the people end up doing it? Say $5,000, $8,000, $10,000. They normally book a flight for a vacation. I'm not saying going for a vacation is wrong. Please don't get me that way. But that's not the way to do it. Right? Or people buy a new patio. I'm not saying buying patio is a bad. But don't do it with your tax refund money. Why? Because you are losing a lot of money unknowingly and unconsciously if you do that so. That's actually a behavior of a spender. And a few, they are able to invest the tax refunds. Congratulations, that's great. You are an investor. And believe me, majority of the people, they don't end up investing the tax refunds. But understand this. Even the good is the enemy of great. If you are investing the tax refund, that's good. I love it. But that's not the best option. Being an investor is not as great as being a wealth engineer. And that is why I'm committed to devote my remainder of my life to show as many Canadians across Canada through this show and my other various efforts in telling you how you can engineer your wealth. Just by following a proven methodology without cutting down on your current lifestyle today, so that you can maximize the efficiency of money that is working for you. So a wealth engineer, if you are listening to this show, I'm already calling you as a visionary. So as a visionary, calculate that tax potential and plan ahead. So if you are able to calculate the tax refund potential, you can create an artificial capacity, an opportunity to create additional wealth without working extra hours at work or cutting down on what you love doing today. So let us first understand what this artificial capacity is and what does that mean to you. So basically, it is the ability to invest money that you do not have it in your bank account, or so that you can generate a compounded growth over time. So helping you to attain the time and money freedom way faster than conventional wisdom. Now, if you are at a high marginal tax rate and you have unused RRSP room sitting on your table, or you are getting a huge tax refund from the CRA at the end of the year, you are unconsciously and unnecessarily paying government interest-free money. Now that's a harsh word to use, but that's actually what it is. So, what are you telling to the government? I don't need this money working for me. Please use it free for next 12 months and then you can refund it to me whenever you please like. That's not the way to achieve financial freedom. You are voluntarily shrinking your wealth. You are voluntarily losing the opportunity by at least 30 to 40% every single year. And how much are you shrinking? It is whatever your marginal tax rate is. So that's a first step to be mastering in, right? You are cash flow and tax mastery is the first step you must do as per our Hexavisionary framework. And today, I'm going to show you how to stop being passive passenger in your own financial life. I'm going to show you how to pull that capital forward and use the leverage to trigger it. And let the CRA fund you the retirement growth way better than what you have been currently doing. So, this strategy is also called a gross-up strategy. And it's not a loophole. It is a pure, simple math. Those who understand it, they take advantage of it. And those who ignore it or those who are unaware about it, and they are left out. So, if you aren't using it, you are leaving six figures of legacy on the table over your lifetime. So, hear me out. If you are currently driving, do not give attention to the numbers that I'm saying. Listen to the strategy of how it is done. And if you are at a home or your office, then take pen and paper and write it down. Read multiple times and make it a strategy for remainder of your life to gross up your wealth. You will be amazed at how simple it is and how many people miss out on it. So I want to tell you my own story about how I have used similar gross up strategies all throughout my life as an entrepreneur. I have used those strategies to build bigger fabrication factories for myself. The principle is simple. It's about how money works. It's the same globally everywhere. Doesn't matter on which part of the planet Earth you live in, the money principle works the same. So let's call it a factory rebate. And once you hear it, you will never look at your tax notice of assessment the same way again. You will look it with the critical eye of what is the opportunity for you to create more wealth by maximizing the efficiency of your money. So let's look at how I have used the gross-up strategy as an entrepreneur to build my business in the past. So let's say $1 million factory. But how to build that by using only 600,000 of your own money? So let me explain it. It's simple once you understand how the maths work. You will use the same strategy for the remainder of your working years to increase the capital invested without shelling out additional money than what you are already contributing to your RRSP and allowing you to attain early financial freedom. So imagine this, you are a CEO of a manufacturing company and you are expanding your manufacturing plant. Okay, and you exactly have $600,000 in your bank account as a budget to expand that factory. And you want to buy as much new equipment as possible to increase the production of your factory. And as a CEO of the company, you also know that government is offering an incentive program for capital assets. So what does it mean? The government say, hey, Mr. CEO, every dollar you spend on your new capital machines, we will incentivize you with 40 cents as a rebate. Okay, that's good. You spend a dollar, the government will give you a rebate of 40%. Now, that is a massive offer, right? Now, as a CEO, you have two choices. One, that thinks like an investor. And the other that thinks like a wealth engineer. Now, what is the difference? Choice A, let's say that CEO thinks like an investor. He say, okay, great. I have $600,000 in my bank account for the budget to expand my factory. I'll spend it on buying all the equipment machine that I can. And I'll get a receipt. I'll give the receipt to the government. In a few months time, they'll send me a check of 40%, which is $240,000.
The check arrives and I'll buy myself a nice car for the company. And there is nothing wrong with this strategy. It's good. But it could be way better without having to spend more money out of your pocket. Now, what is it? You have $600,000. You know government subsidizes it for spending that money on particular purpose. In this case, buying capital equipments. And how do you, as a wealth engineer, make it better? So that is the choice B that I'm about to reveal. So the wealth engineer look at it differently. That's what all the entrepreneur does. Okay, and says, okay, wait a minute. If I'm eligible for 40% subsidy back from the government, I should just not be spending only 600 that I have it in my bank account. That's inefficient. Because I know if I spend whatever I spend, 40% is going to come back to me. Let me spend $1 million. Now, how does he do it? Because he only has $600,000 in his bank account. Simple. You go to the same bank and borrow a short-term loan for that $400,000. Now, instead of $600,000 of equipments, I add another $400,000 of a short-term loan, which I also call it as others people money, or a loan, or a debt, whatever you call it, the money that you don't have, you acquire it and you spend $1 million worth for the equipment. Now, I buy $1 million worth of factory equipments, do the same paperwork, send it to the government, and the government send me a rebate of 40% of that $1 million, and which is exactly $400,000. The exact amount of loan that I have taken for a short term. Now, when the check arrives, I pay off the bank immediately. The debt is gone. The cost of this additional $400,000 of capacity is bridged by a short term loan. So, a wealth creator understands how to use other people's money, or I also call it a good debt, to create more capital for deployment for a long-term prosperity and wealth creation. Now look at the difference. Same money, same factory, same CEO, two different thinking. An investor has a factory with the additional machine of $600,000 deployed for the production, and another person, CEO, with the wealth engineering mindset has a factory with the $1 million of new machineries to increase the production of the factory. Do you think in long run which factory is going to be a winner? It's not even a brainer. Both of them spend the same amount of money, $600,000, out of their own pocket. But the wealth creator understood $400,000 of artificial capacity. Just by understanding the math, there is no magic in it. And all the entrepreneurs, all the factories, all the production, all businesses, all the capitalistic institution does the same thing. Why can't you do it for your own personal finances? So, the rebate wasn't about bonuses to be spent later. It was actually the capital needed to be pulled forward today. So now look at your own self. You are the factory owner and your RRSP is the machine and your tax refund that government is giving is the rebate. And the rebate amount, you already know it is whatever is your marginal tax rate. That's the rebate amount government is giving. If you don't do it, the CRA is going to keep it with them. So most of you are operating like an investor. You contribute what you have in the bank. You wait for the refund. You spend it, the refund. And you have a smaller factory. I want you to build a big factory. I want you to build a wealth creation machine. I want your money to compound consistently in the most tax efficient way. That's how it has to be. So, it is the difference between years of early financial freedom or working way longer than your traditional retirement years. The choice is yours. And I eagerly want you to take advantage of this opportunity without taking additional risk. So you have to understand the risk as well, right? And this is not for everyone. not all strategies are for everyone. But for those who understand the step 1 of cash flow and tax mastery and the step 2 of the debt harmony tactics, which is called Hexavisionary Framework, will greatly benefit from the compounded growth of your capital while protecting the capital invested. It may sound complicated. If you do not understand this fully, do not hesitate to reach out to me. I am committed for the remainder of my life to help as many Canadians understand these very foundational financial concepts so that they can make best use of their own money. And if you are still acting like an ordinary investor and following the conventional wisdom of investment, of invest and wait, you are already violating the visionary framework. Specifically, you are violating the universal law, the tax efficiency. Right? So, what does the tax efficiency says? It's not about tax evasion. It's all about paying only the right amount of tax. If you want to learn more about how to be most efficient with tax, I really suggest you invest in a book called 10 Secrets of CR, 10 Secrets the CRA Doesn't Want You to Know, written by David Voth. But reinvest what you have. Now, you are also stuck in the step 1 of financial flow and tax mastery. Stop your money leakages. You are letting your debt equity, a potential money, slip through the fingers because you are afraid of little bit of short-term debt. So the wealth engineers know the velocity matters, right? The kinetic wealth means money must move. So in this story, the wealth engineer moved the government money into his asset column before even governments write a check. That's engineering. That's understanding the math. Great. Let me take a short break and I'll be back with you soon. Don't go away.
Freedom is not something that you stumble across, nor is it something that you look for or find. Freedom is something that you fight for. When you open your mind to the vision of liberation, you tap into infinite potential. You can define anything, create anything, and build anything. You can stop settling for the conventional ways things have always been done. You can analyze how and why things fall apart so you can be the one to put them back together. This time wiser and smarter. This time, it's for total freedom, nothing less. When you stop assuming what is impossible, the future is yours to shape. The 9% did not just become financially free. They dreamed it, they planned it, they executed it, and then they made it to the top 9%. They kept reimagining it, making it stronger. Now this 9% is known as the legends. You start with a dream, build a roadmap, and take decisive action. We are here to co-create possibilities with you, making your generational future what you want it to be. We believe in your ability to drive positive change, be a trailblazer, and change the world. We believe that if you create freedom, you'll change the game, and the game will change. Heroes become legends, living their dream lives.
Information provided on this live talk show, Rethink Your Retirement, is intended only for education and information purposes. It is not intended to constitute legal, accounting, financial, or tax advice, and should not be relied upon in any such regard. please consult with your personal and/or legal professional for further guidance.
Welcome back to Rethink Your Retirement. I'm your host, Kawaljeet Sunny Kocher, and you are listening live on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo FM, and also podcast live on various platforms. So we were discussing about tax-funded multiplier, how to create artificial capacity to invest without cutting on your lifestyle or shelling out more money than what you already do. So, how do we engineer your wealth in real life? It's not about the story of the factory owners and CEO. It is about your retirement account, and how to make it more efficient for you. It is not about how much money you have in your account. It is how much money you can actually use it for yourself. After all taxes, drags, drains, fees, and fines are paid. So today we are specially discussing about the gross up strategy. I also call it tax-funded multiplier. It is for professionals and executives who are already at a high marginal tax rate and they are making T4 income. And especially important now because tax season is around the corner. You will be asked to put money into your RRSP accounts. Whether you understand it or not, whether you are maximizing the efficiency or not, whether how much you will end up paying when you withdraw that money from RRSP, your institutions and lot of big institutions are going to tell you to put money into that account. And I'm not saying it is wrong. If you understand the implications of it, it's good. But even if you are doing so, that is a better way of doing it. First of all, RRSP is not suitable for majority of the Canadians. It is a tax time bomb waiting to happen. Why? You are delaying the taxes. You are not paying today, but you will be asked to pay. Lot of people, when they reach me few years before retirement, their main concern is, oh my God, Sunny, majority stakeholder of my RRSP account is the CRA, not me and my family. Please help me. Now, if you climb the mountain and when you reach the top, you can't say, oh my God, this is not the mountain I wanted to climb. I wanted to climb the different mountain. You have to start with the right stuff. That's why where to put your money is first important thing. If you can't put your money in wrong place and expect a right result. That is a topic for another show. But today, let's keep focus on how to maximize the tax funded multiplier account and strategy. Gross up strategy. So, I'm going to go into the exact of how to do it. Take a pen and paper. I'm going to show you exactly how. If you are driving, concentrate on the road, listen to the strategy and forget the numbers. If you are in your office or if you are at home, if you don't have a pen and paper, take it. It's going to be very valuable for you. Now, let's say you have already contributed or you are contributing or you are matching up a very little sum of, say, $20,000 into your RRSP. Or you have a cash $20,000 or a bonus $20,000 that is to be deployed into your RRSP account. Could be anything. As long as it is tax deductible $20,000 RRSP account, that formula applies to you. Okay, and the amount could be way higher, way smaller. The formula is still the same. How money works is the same globally. So I'm assuming that you are a high income earner. When I say high income earner, it's not that high. I'm saying if you are earning $114,750, your marginal tax rate for 2025 is already 43.41%. 43.41% marginal tax rate. Don't look at your average tax rate. Marginal tax rate, MTR, is what is the most important thing. That's why the first step of achieving financial freedom is mastering your cash flow and taxes. Once you know what is your marginal tax rate, and then now you can reverse engineer how to gross up strategy and how to create artificial capacity. So same example, I'm using this one. Your annual income, annual taxable income, including all sources, including your bonuses and everything, is 114,750. So your marginal tax rate in Ontario is 43.41%. And throughout the year, or you are planning to invest only 20,000 in your RRSP account. Okay. Now, at the end of the year, you file your taxes because you invested $20,000 into your RRSP account, and your marginal tax rate for being a income earner of 114,750, your tax refund amount is $8,682. Very simple math. 43.41% of $20,000 that you have invested in your RRSP account. So, you get a check from the CRA. Majority of the Canadians immediately look at this money as a free money or a gift from CRA, and they plan a trip to Mexico. I'm not saying taking a vacation is bad for you. It's good. But we don't do it from this wealth creation opportunity. We do it from your reserve fund. That's part of the visionary process. We have different buckets of money allocated for different purpose. Your investment allocation and wealth creation bucket is not meant for your vacation. There is a separate money for that. Just to be clear. So now let's look at that. The result is, you have $20,000 compounding in your wealth creation machine, and $8,682 of refund is gone. Consume. And let's see, if you are a rare disciplined investor and you are able to invest all the 100% refund, $8,682, in your bank account, which most of the listeners are already doing, because I assume you are a professional investor and you are a Canadian professional or an executive or a educator, PhD, whatever, and you are already disciplined. Good, congratulations. Instead of $20,000, you have $28,682 invested. But there is a better option than this. And everybody can do it who can do the math. So the option B, the strategist or the wealth engineer. What we do? We calculate the multiplier. We know that if I have 20,000, and it is that 20,000 is only the after tax portion, we need to find out the other 43.41% of the tax portion. Very simple elementary mathematics. The math: 20,000 divided by 0.4341. That's come out to be 35,341.93. So to make it simple, let's round it off the 7 cents, and let's say $35,342. This is your target contribution. Okay, so how do we execute this? You take your 20,000 cash, the same institution that you are working with or whosoever you are working with, you ask for a secure short-term RRSP catch-up loan. Of how much exactly that the refund paycheck is going to be, the fund tax check is going to be? $15,342. So we deposit your 20,000 and a very short-term secured loan of 15,342 combining become $35,342 into your RRSP immediately. Now, what happens? Because you invested 35,342 contributions and generate a tax refund of exactly the loan amount that you have created. So the tax refund paybacks the loan 100% of it, and what is left? You are left with zero debt. Now instead of $20,000 that you actually put it as a cash, now you have $15,341 more compounding for you for rest of your life. So this wealth engineering approach created more money. Even if you have invested the initial other 8,300 and something, you still have more than $5,000 addition. That's how we engineer your wealth, by eliminating the missing opportunities. Okay, so what are the warning points here? What discipline is required? Is it for everybody? No. So who is it for? I'm speaking to the visionaries, and especially the hexa visionaries. I assume you have the discipline. If you don't, stay a saver or stay an investor. If you don't have a discipline, then leveraging is a two-sided sword. Okay, so because I'm speaking to the executives and the professionals and the business owners, if you feel yourself as a disciplined financially, then this is the very good tool you must adopt. So what is the solution? Why do we do this? Why you should also adopt the tax funded multiplier? Because it gives you all the five F's of the fulfillment. Every human being desires a fulfillment. So what a fulfillment consists of? It consists of the five F's again. Your faith, your family, your fitness, your finance, and your fun. So when you create additional $15,342 artificial capacity out of thin air every year for the remainder of your working years, can you imagine your life legacy, which will be compounded for multiple generations? So when that money compound over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, then that becomes the multi-generation legacy. That additional money could be the university tuition for your kids. That fund can fund your fun. It can fund the multiple vacations that you can take a trip in your retirement, not just the one trip. So finance is the fuel of the other four F's. If your finance engine is leaking in efficiency, your family engine runs out of gas. So this is what we do at HexaVision. We are building a movement of Hexa visionaries. So what does our manifesto says? We are the architect of our own destiny. We do not leave our legacy to chance or market volatility or tax efficiency. We help you build self-funding wealth creation machines. If you are listening to this and nodding your head, and if you are thinking, why don't my bank advisor show me this? It's because you are asking a grocer to design a rocket ship. They sell products. We engineer systems. So you need a strategist. You need someone to run the math on your marginal tax rate and your contribution room and your borrowing capacity. And this is a drop of an ocean. There are many other ways we can help you maximize the efficiency of your money at work. And it's not a magic. It's not a tax loophole. It is a simple, pure math. It is a simple, pure engineering your wealth. But here's the problem. The bank teller won't show you this because all they want to sell you is their funds, not a strategy. And they'll say they are not your tax advisor.
And of course, I'm also not your tax advisor, but I can tell you how to make your tax more efficient. So, and your tax filer, your tax accountant also won't show you this because they are historians. They are focused on their last year numbers. You need to stop guessing and start engineering. If you have unused RRSP room, or if you are thinking of contributing to your RRSP season this year, and your cash is sitting on the sideline, you are sitting on a dead potential. If you want to look at your financial life and ask, am I building a $600,000 factory or $1 million factory? And if you want to see the math for specific to your situation, I will say you must book a breakthrough meeting with us. We will look at your contribution room. We will contribute the multiplier. We will show you how to engineer the freedom. And you can do it on our website, hexavision.ca. HexaVision.ca. Don't let another tax season pass when you give a CRA an interest-free loan. Take control. This is Sunny Kocher reminding you, wealth is not found, it is engineered. And this content is for educational purpose only and does not constitute financial, tax or legal advice. Strategy like this gross up involve leveraging and it may not be suitable for everyone. Consult the professional before making any financial decisions. Thank you and have a great weekend. Take care.
Welcome listeners. We are broadcasting live today on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. And for those of you on the go, we are also streaming on podcast app. This is Rethink Your Retirement Show, the show where we break down the barriers of financial freedom and empower you to take control of your future. I'm your host, Sunny Kocher, and I am absolutely thrilled to have you join me on this journey today, packed with insights, strategies, and actionable tips to help you reimagine your retirement. Whether you are just starting to plan for your golden years, or you are already enjoying the fruits of your labor, this show is for you. On this show, you will learn about where to put your money, where to look for results, and what results to look for. So sit back, relax, and get ready to rethink your retirement with us.